a 2-goal performance from Andrew LeBlanc, and a 27-save outing for Mike McKiver helped propel the North Bay Battalion to a 5-2 victory over the Sudbury Wolves in Game 1 of their second-round series. The troops lead the best-of-7 Battle of Highway 17 Series 1-0. Obviously a good start, and I thought it was a typical hockey game, assessed head coach Ryan Olayan. At times it got a little loose, but I think that just speaks to the talent on both teams, but for the most part, tight checking, not a lot of space. They're such a talented and high-end hockey team. We have to continue to play this style and get better as the series goes on. That's huge, especially against Sudbury, who is our biggest rival, added LeBlanc. It's really big to get the first one, and now we have 3 more to go. In the first, the troops fired the opening salvo as LeBlanc, 1, beat an out-of-position Marcus Vandenberg for the first goal of the series. Later in the first, the two rivals renewed hostilities as Bronson Ride dropped Sudbury product, Alex Ferrand, in a fight. Late in the first, and into the second, the battalion ran into penalty trouble. Not able to convert on a first penalty chance, the Wolves pounced on the second as David Goyette, 5, was able to beat a sprawled Mike McKiver 1-14 into the second period. Rebounding quickly was North Bay, as 40 seconds later Justin Ertel, 4, converted on a rebound chance, banking the puck off Vandenberg's back. Midway through the second, Quentin Musty, 2, was the beneficiary of a battalion defensive miscue. Picking up the puck in the neutral zone, and using a 3-on-1 as a decoy, he placed a perfect shot blocker side past McKiver. Continuing a fast-paced second period, the troops re-established a 1-goal lead as Andrew LeBlanc, 2, sniped home his second of the game, over Vandenberg's glove with less than 4 minutes left in the frame. In the third, both teams played with great pace, but North Bay scored first. Almost 7 minutes into the period, Ethan Procezin, 1-1 timed an Andrew LeBlanc pass past Vandenberg from the slot. The Wolves' netminder got about 85% of the shot, but it wasn't enough. With 51 seconds remaining in the game, Dallin Wakely, 7, made his presence known as he and Ertel raced down the ice to get the loose puck, before Wakely fired it into the empty cage, making the final 5-2. Coming out of the game, LeBlanc's stat line read 2 goals and an assist for 3 points. For Olayan, he's been impressed with the play of both LeBlancs since joining the team in January. They're hockey players. These are guys who like to play the game. Getting Andrew back in our lineup really helps our forward group. He's scored big goals at big times for us, and he's done that in the season for us. Jacob's a little unsung at what he does for us back there in terms of moving the puck, transition play, and keeps a lot of plays alive in the offensive zone and really adds to our depth on the back end. Both of those guys were really impressive tonight. I think all my teammates helped me out, and it was a good day for me, and hopefully we can keep it going forward, LeBlanc added. Me and my brother have really loved it here, made brothers for life. We love the city and the people. McKiver continues to impress, making key saves on big chances by Sudbury. Game 5 against Kingston, you could see the confidence building in him, stated Olayan on McKiver. The confidence built as the series went on, and I think it carried over to today. We have tons of confidence in him, and he has it in himself as well. Game 2 will go on Saturday at Memorial Gardens. For his part, Olayan expects some minor adjustments between the two rivals. Both teams are going to be better. It's going to continue to grow as the series goes on. There's a couple of things X's and O's wise I'm sure both teams will look at, and that's usually what happens early in a series, and then you play. At this time of year, it's nutrition, getting good sleep, and all of that will pay dividends, so we can have as much energy on Saturday night. The Frontline will be live wherever you stream your podcasts, with their after-action report shortly after the final buzzer of Game 2.